Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to a brand new Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, August 12th, 2021, and we are a live call-in show, so you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Call us for questions, share a story with us, chat with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And remember, if you want to talk with us live on the show, you need to press 1 on your device. And you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece. And we have had very hot weather here for the past maybe 2 weeks, but for maybe 3-4 days it was a little bit more decent. And a lot of fires going on here as well. But here in Rhodes we are safe and everything is fine here. But we do pray for the rest of Greece and all other countries that are experiencing fires these days. On today's show, we will talk about astrology, what astrological changes are occurring and why. This is a really intriguing topic, so stay tuned. Plus, we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, and we really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are always a live call in worldwide radio, broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the US and Rhodes in Greece. And as I mentioned before, on today's show, we will talk about astrology, what astrological changes are occurring and why. It's a very intriguing topic. So we are going to talk briefly, of course, because we don't have enough time to go into depth, but why, what's going on and how are we affected in an astrological sense. Plus, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air, and we do love to talk to you, so please call in at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587, and if you are an international caller, you dial +1 before the number. You can also text chat with us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, we are passionate about any and all spiritual topics. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio show, so we are very proud to announce that we have listeners on all continents and in 29 countries all over the globe, and we are growing. So we are so thankful for all of you who spend time listening to our radio shows. And you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my absolutely stunningly beautiful Soul Sister Sue, all the way from rainy Arizona. Hi Sue, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I honor that and I say I'm not the only one stunning and beautiful. My sister is too. So thank you. Yes,
thank
rainy
you.
Arizona. Yeah, that's an understatement. Oh, boy. Yeah, we have, I feel like we're on a coastal part of the U.S. and not in the desert with all the rain we're getting out here. It's, look,
okay.
We've had many a dry summer, so I guess we were due for a lot of water. But the humidity, it's not like I'm in the desert anymore. So, yeah, lots of humidity. So
I got it right this time, right?
Yes. Yes, you got it right. I don't know which one is worse, to be honest. You know, is it the intense heat, and baking in the sun, or is it the humidity? I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
If it's humidity, yeah, that's going to, and hot weather, it's going to cause a lot of sweat. Well,
yeah.
We have yet at least another month here to wait for rain because in Rhodes, it usually doesn't rain June, July, August, and September. So, yeah, we just have to deal with it. But we're fine, and actually we are safe here, so no fires and no nothing. That feels really good. And it's a little bit less heat. I appreciate that, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet. I bet you do.
So, thank you, everybody, listening into our show. And you can get your spot in the queue now, calling at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number. And you can call us for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, or just chat a little bit. And if you want us to grab your call and bring you live on air with us, remember to press 1. You can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can text chat with us during our shows, and also listen live on the player. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. You can also find out more about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And, of course, we are so eager to have you calling us. So join us live on air. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 213-943-3587. So join us and get your spot in the queue now. And you can, if you don't want to call in, you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what last show was all about. Sissy?
Oh, yeah, last show. So that was the soul realignment. That's the first week of every month. And we chose the topic for that was soul agreement. So that can get pretty interesting, that area of the soul, because there's vast amount of agreements we can make and not even be aware that we made them. So that one I enjoy. Of course, we enjoy the soul realignment topic itself, but, we don't realize, right, Sissy, how many times we may make an agreement in the course of one conversation with one person, not even realizing. And so there are many agreements that can occur.
Yeah, there are many agreements. And agreements, soul agreement, so to speak, they can be made. If we put a lot of intention into something, we
yep.
promise something, it's heartfelt, we may have to go against ourselves without realizing because of the circumstances that can be caused by the time we have incarnated in, meaning
mm-hmm.
that in the older days, we most likely had more difficulty being ourselves, true to ourselves, because the circumstances were harder. There are so many reasons, and it's not because we are making things hard for ourselves, but we are here to experience so we can clear that, so we can understand, and we can come into the core of our soul, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And really, I think it's kind of the question in my mind is always, is it when the soul came back, there's those what we call the thousands of lifetimes, right? Is it
yeah.
one agreement, or were there many different agreements that we may have made? And it's not that we're trying to reach perfection in any way, because I don't think that's the case. But because each one is unique to its time period, let's say, that we existed, and then you know, it could be 10,000 more lifetimes we came in, right? And then there's a whole another one we may have made an agreement on, you know? So I don't think there's that many. I think there's enough to state, okay, well, if you made this agreement, you're coming back to resolve that one until you, so you might make another one. I don't know. It's kind of, we can get really dive deep into that. Like what,
yes.
how many could we have made, you know? But I think it's
yeah.
like you said, it's like you're committed to that. You know, when you, you can make small agreements, let's say in the course of a conversation, but if it's something that you put a lot of intention into and it's repeated
yeah.
over and over, it's repetition. Then it's something that evolves into an agreement, right? Right, Sissy?
Yes,
absolutely.
Some of these agreements we do consciously or even unconsciously clear because we make things right and we make a new choice. Because basically what it is about is us making new choices that are in alignment with our soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we can clear these things. And I have to state again, I know we said this numbers of times, we can't clear things in between lifetimes because it has to be cleared where it has been created in the same
yep.
dimension, in,
mm-hmm.
in the same vibration. And that's not also a punishment, right? It's about our soul experience and understanding itself, because the very core of our soul is already perfect. It's already perfect. Doesn't need
mm-hmm.
any adjustment. But we
right.
have put on layers. That's what this is all about.
Right. And look, if you get into it, really, I mean, when you discuss this topic, it's neither negative nor positive, right? It's just something that is, so to speak. And so
yes.
what
yes.
may have been good for you at that time with that agreement doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you in today's society or present time. So that's
yes,
another aspect.
Exactly.
Because we don't want to use that term as if it's a negative term. It's not. It just is, you know. And we each have
yes.
our own unique experiences with that. So if you didn't get a chance to listen in, you can go back to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and listen into Soul Agreement, that topic from last week. Onward and upward, Sissy, today's topic. So recently,
yes.
we've taken on astrology. And like I've always said, it's not an area I'm an expertise in. So it's more like a novelist that I kind of dabbled a little bit of this and a little bit of that to gain a certain understanding. And today's topic was kind of interesting because we were talking about the astrological changes that are occurring and why are these changes occurring. So let me first go with the first question, which would be, all right, or the statement, which is the astrological changes. How I know this to be true is just through the Schumann resonance. That is a resonance that it's more than obvious when you look at just a year ago and you see how the planet was resonating at that time. The frequencies were much lower, so to speak. And when you look at it now, they're higher. And so what that says to me is that we're vibrating at a higher resonance, which in plain English, that means that we are more on the positive side of things than the negative side of things. More and more of us around the globe have come into our unique skill set. And and that was due to some shifts that had occurred. And that's a whole other topic we could take up at a different time. So it's evident just in the resonance when you take a look at it that we kind of moved from the negative into the positive. And
Sissy,
sorry,
I have the chills while I'm listening to you, because if we think back a little bit, the last year and a half, couple of years, the world had been going through really weird stages, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if we go back and talk about healing, this is about earth healing, right?
Yeah.
So everything needs to come up at the surface, and everything has come up. There are so many things that are, who could ever imagine we were sitting here with this pandemic, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that have changed. Weird time when you're going to travel. You can't go out. Shops have closed. Lockdowns. So many things. And for me, that's all a part of this change. And you can see that in the stars, right?
Yeah.
In the planets, astrologically.
Oh, looking outward rather than looking in. But let's finish the why too. So, you know, we've got changes going on, and for me the visual aspect of that, like I said, would be the Schumann resonance. That's something you could easily see. Go ahead, Sissy.
What is the Schumann resonance? Can you explain
it is the Earth's energetic vibration, so to speak. That's how I understand it to be. It may be, it's how the earth is vibrating energetically. And that's my interpretation of it. It just shows like the impulses that come off the earth, right? So the earth has kind of like us as humans, we have that energetic field around us, right? So it's that field around the earth. And its resonance and how it's resonating. And it has a pulse.
Okay.
Like we have a pulse. You know, it's kind of like its own person. You know, you can say the earth is one person with many facets to it, right? It even has its own agreements and history, doesn't it? So, okay, so on that level, when you look at it, from a visual standpoint, you can physically see. If you Google Schumann resonance, you physically see the changes over the course of the last 18 months. It's abundantly obvious that some type of shift had occurred. But now, okay, so we got into what shifts, you know, what astrological changes are occurring. Well, that's more than obvious to me that is when we talk just specifically the earth, right? Nothing else, just the earth. That says to me, okay, from the first point out to the universe, there's something happening. Then we have to go into the reason why. Okay, so why are these changes happening. These changes are happening due to consciousness. Okay. The collective conscious is what's happening here, is that more and more people have woken up into themselves, and we as the collective are vibrating at a different resonance as well. So, so we go, you know, we can't bring it down to the human level. First, we were talking about the earth, and now we come down to the human level. And it's about how we, as a collective, are vibrating. Because the Schumann, when you go back to the Schumann, it's not, it's mainly the earth. But then as the collective, when you add the collective to that scale, okay, there's an energetic vibration that comes, okay, in the, what, this is my interpretation. Doesn't mean I'm correct. It's just my summation, let's say, on the Schumann resonance and on the astrological changes and why they're happening. We are more powerful than we assume, okay? And when we start to understand that we're not just the individual, that we are the collective, right? And if we really want to dive deep into this, let me just pose a question. Is there a possibility that from last year, 2020, around October, November, December, there was kind of this universal invitation that went out, okay? And when that invitation went out to those who are in this arena, the spiritual arena, some decided to jump on board and say, yes, take me, I'll be a part of it. And others said, no, I can't handle it. It's too intense. It's too much. So we have a lot of influence on this side of the arena, more than we realize. And it's extremely powerful. So the why, okay, as far as the astrological changes, it's about influences. So we are influenced by planets and planetary energies, okay? And as well as they are influenced by us on an energetic scale. And that's where we move from that aspect into the earth to the universe. So we went from the starting point, which would be the earth, okay, and the changes that were happening. What astrological changes are happening? Well, to finalize that one would be to say that, you know, the earth, not only is it us that's resonating energetically, but outside of the earth, there are influences coming in, okay? So now we start to see that other galaxies are starting to have their own resonance as well that is more on the positive. It's like everything got into perfect alignment is the best way I could state that. So it's not just an earth thing, because astrology to its core isn't just about us here. It's about out there. And the planets out there that come into alignment with us that are where we start to talk about influences and traits and shifts. You know, we could have polar shifts. We could have so many things that can occur. The simplest way I could state this that would make sense to everyone would be to say the universe is so vast and so expansive. I would suggest going, if you're in the desert, try to pick up one grain of sand on your finger. You can't do it. It's impossible. Or if you're on a beach, try to pick up one grain of sand. That's how vast the universe is. And we're just one grain of sand here. But there's a lot of influence around, right? Does that make sense?
I have an intriguing question. Yes, it makes sense. I have a very intriguing question. I'm going to try you out here. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Because I know you say that you're very good at this, Sissy. And how about things that usually affect us? Like, of course, I'm going to come back to Mercury retrograde because that's what's
right.
affecting me the most that I can
right.
feel and sense and see in my life. And is that those effects, are those going to change a little bit now
yeah.
when the
yep.
Earth and the astrological changes have occurred? How is that going to show?
They're going to be shorter stints, so they still may come in. So we're talking about polarities here, right? So if we want to bring it down to something, let's say the positive and the negative. Because Mercury has that mostly negative side to it, right? When it does affect certain people, it can feel more negative than positive, right? And a lot of times Mercury, when you're in retrograde, it can last a really long period of time and you feel like it's never going to end. And then you can get a break for a week or two, and then you get these weeks and weeks of retrograde again. Well, the shift that has occurred, now there's like short stints. Really little bits. So there'll be a couple days where Mercury can come in, but it's not really the influence. The negative side becomes less and the positive side rises to the top is the best way to
okay.
kind of answer that.
Describe it. So, yes.
Yeah. When we're talking about a polarity, right? Because we're coming into a polarity. When we're talking astrological changes, so many vast different areas you can go in astrology, okay? And I have to go on the visual, what people can visually see to say, okay, well, that makes sense. The Earth has some balancing it's got to do, right? And so you visually can see it through the Schumann resonance. Right.
Yeah.
And then you start adding equations to it. Mathematical equations are definitive. As long as you get the math correct, your answer is always correct. That was the beauty of astrology. Okay. Astrology is like numbers. Numbers are finite. Okay. They're finite and
yes.
they have a language of their own. Right. And, now, when we get into the universe, okay, so now I'm going to move out from us and go outward, right? So we get into the universe, we get into the things that are the known and the unknown, okay? And it's the unknown for me where I'm that mental explorer and I want to know more, you know, what else is out there? What other universes exist? What other gateways and doors exist that we are completely unaware of? Those two have gone through shifts and changes as well. So it's what we can see and what we can't see that's happening. Those are the influences that are happening. Those are the changes that are happening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The why, okay, as far as why is this happening, is it is not just a global thing that's too small, okay? It's a universal thing. If we want, you know, we want to take it from the globe and move it out to the universe, it is literally universal that these changes have occurred. And so, you know, we tend to look at astrology as something unique to us as the individual. It's bigger than that. It's much bigger because there's planetary aspects. Yeah, there's so many aspects to it. And so when there are changes out in the universe, they're going to affect us, I guess is the best way to say that. And but they're all resonating. It's so, this is the beauty about all of it, is that everything is in alignment. It's come into itself in perfect alignment. Literally, I can finalize this all by saying, for the next 1,000 years, everything is going to be in perfect alignment. As far as human beings,
oh.
not all of us have caught up to that yet, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone
yes.
knows
no.
that.
For,
it's
for
a movie
sure.
playing right now.
Yes. I know. And a movie playing, that's interesting too, because that brings us to that what we perceive is a part of what we believe, right? What's going on
mm-hmm.
within is going to reflect on the outside, and that's how we perceive things. So we need to expand ourselves to, we can see beyond what appears obvious, right?
Right, right. It's just, it's real. You know, there's so many aspects you can really take this topic. I think astrology is just a starting point. When we talk astrology, just in of itself, we're talking the individual and the influences around the individual on the date that that individual was born, right?
Yes.
And so no one really thinks to take it further out than that, other than the influence of the planets. But there's
yeah.
universal influences, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, and much bigger than we ever thought.
Yes, yes. And because we are so tiny in the spectrum of the whole thing, the eternity, so to speak, because I like to see the universe as something eternal. It's a never-ending thing, right? And that
yes.
is hard for our human brain to grasp.
Yes.
Because everything has a beginning and an end, but there's no such thing, actually. And it blows my mind every time I say that.
Well, it's more circular, okay, if you're going to go that direction. It's more a circular thing than it is a starting point. Because if it has a beginning and an end,
yes.
then you're always at the beginning and you're always at the end. So it's circular.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
But before we wrap it up, I just want to put a shout out to our callers who have called in. Just hang on. We'll come to you in a minute. Also, if you're in the board, because I see you in the board and you haven't hit one, I'm presuming that you're here to listen and that you don't want me to take your call. So for our callers out there who haven't hit number one, please hit number one, or Ann and I will just continue talking.
Yes.
And we won't be able to pick up. So it's a courtesy
yeah.
to you guys. We don't presume you want to come on if you haven't hit number one.
Yeah.
Okay, just, yeah.
So please, if you really want to come live with us, please press one. And if you don't want that, that's fine too. We love you anyway, okay? We always say that.
so
yes,
I'm just looking
and,
at the time.
We yeah.
Go ahead.
So we kind of reached the bottom of the hour, and I have a few quick announcements to make. We'd really love to talk to you. So if you want, call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat with us about the topic, share a story with us, or just chat, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us, just as Sue said, please press 1. That shows us that your intention is to come live with us, and we pick up your call. You can also listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are discussing astrology, what astrological changes are occurring and why. And this is a really intriguing topic today. And again, we'd love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And now is a really great time to get your spot in the queue, actually. So call in or go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and join us in the chat room and listen live on the player at the same time if you wish to do that. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we are proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries around the globe, all continents, and we are growing. And we are so honored that you are participating with us and listening to our show. So thank you so much. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 19th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing numerology, how numbers are a language, another very intriguing topic. So how can you interpret numbers, and how are numbers a language? Oh, that's really intriguing. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings. Live on air will be on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. And you can find the time near you at growthofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. That was a long one. You can keep yourself updated on our shows at growthofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And of course, you can find full past episodes on YouTube and upcoming episodes as well, so you keep yourself updated. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And once again, you can call us. Now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can chat with us directly live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1. If you don't want to do that, you don't need to do anything, okay? You can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a chat room on that page. Now let's get back to the show. Sissy, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to actually move over to our first caller. And I'm going to shout out to one caller here, give you a little hint. Area code 347. I'm presuming you don't want us to take your call because you haven't hit 1 yet. So please hit 1 if you want us to take your call. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come over to our caller. Sissy, are you ready?
Yes. Always.
Okay. All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Hi,
how's
Suzanne.
It going?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Can I ask a couple of questions if you were doing a reading?
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Sure. Now, okay. My first question is, I went on a couple of interviews for teacher aid positions, and I applied online and in person and stuff. And do you see any of them calling me soon? I'm a bus monitor now. My last day is tomorrow for the summer, and I just applied. I went for an interview 2 days ago.
Okay. Is there just a quick question as far as the bus company? Is there some type of revamping going on here? Something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have the job. It's just that I'm looking for something where I don't have to, you know, get on the bus, and in between this 4 hours wait and sit there and not get paid, do nothing, and then get back on the bus. I'm trying to work one place as a teacher aide. I went on interview yesterday, and then I went for the teacher aide one district, and then I went on Tuesday at another one.
Right. Huh. Is this, okay, so is one like within your local and then one is further out?
And one's about 20 minutes away and then one's about 30 minutes away.
Yeah, that's how it felt to me. I'm seeing county and city type of thing, if that makes sense to you. I'm not sure.
Well, it's in my county on Long Island. Like,
okay.
One begins with an R and one begins with an X.
Hmm. Well, how about I tell you I like Frank?
What?
Did you say F? One's an R and one's
an F? No, no, R or
R.
S.
S, huh. Well, I see a F. Like third choice, you know.
I didn't apply anybody.
I know. Is there one more area here you could go? One more available?
There's another one that I applied with an E, another one
Great.
With an E, another one, I don't know, with a Q, but those, I don't think I'm going to get. It's like another.
Okay. Okay. Because it's like, I didn't, so you gave me two, right? And I actually heard three. Okay.
Well, I didn't
That's
interview
what?
For another one yet. I interviewed for three. One I didn't get, the one that
okay.
started with a C. I didn't get that one. Tuesday, I interviewed with one that begins with an S, another one on yesterday that begins with an R.
Right, right. Okay.
And then I just applied to places, but nothing with an F.
Right. Well, what jumps in is like F for Frank. Frank, something Frank here. I don't know. Franklin, Frank, Frankford, Frank, something. Is there any district or school district with Franklin?
No, I think one of the schools might in that. Well, I don't want to say it online. That begins with an R. They might have a school that begins with an F.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the one. Okay. So that's why.
But I don't know. There might be an F with the other one that begins with an F. I don't know.
Right. Yes. I'm just hearing whatever is associated with this F, okay? Like Frankfurt, Franklin, Frank, whatever. I want to say the F word now because it's kind of getting on my nerves. Something with that is where this is going to happen. That's how I see it. So whatever is associated, either it's some name, school name, some district, some town, some something has an F and it's a Frank something. Franklin, Frankfurt, whatever, you know. That's what
I... You know, the school's starting soon. Do you know when I'll hear?
Two weeks.
I mean, no, they're going to board approve it in 2 weeks, so I'd have to find out about it sooner than that to fill out paperwork and stuff.
Right. But I got 2 weeks for like, the final. Like, the stamp is on it, and it's final.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
done.
You're right. It is going to be about 2 weeks,
yep.
About the 23rd.
Yep. Yep.
Do you think I'll hear tomorrow, or do I have to wait till next week that they're going to say you have it and come down and fill out paperwork?
I almost get 12 days now. So I got 2 weeks and 12 days. So 2 weeks.
No, but I mean, they're going to have to call before that. They said they would call either this week or next week to see if you have the job.
Right. All I'm getting is two and 12. I don't know, that could also mean in two days you hear, 2 weeks for sure. That's a definite. 12,
well,
maybe that's
days
the
would either
finalizing.
Be tomorrow or Monday, right? Well,
right. Yeah,
you know,
it's got to be.
Days from today is tomorrow, I don't know, but then that would be
yeah, right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday would be 4 days, Monday.
Right. It wouldn't be out of the realm here to say, let's say in 2 days you heard, right, and in 2 weeks the final stamp was on there, but in 12 days you finished the paperwork. Right?
Yeah, that would make sense. That would definitely
right.
make sense.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't
so
know if it's the Tuesday or Wednesday's interview?
Nope, I got numbers. Numbers is like language to me. So when numbers come in, it's coming in. This is the way it's coming in, you know. Just two, both weeks and 12 days. That's it. Like two days, 2 weeks, 12 hours.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I was hoping tomorrow because it can't be, they're not going to call me on a Saturday. They're closed. So it's
yeah,
either
right.
tomorrow
yeah.
or Monday.
Yep. And, you know, let me know because there's this thing that's really bothering me, this Frank something. You didn't give me anything with an F yet. F is what came out.
No, but I have to look at the school district and see if any
yeah.
of the schools start
yep.
with an F.
Yeah. Yeah, please do, because I'm just curious now, like, is there anything, you know, with Frank?
Let me look, can
Franklin?
I look up, do you see any
yeah,
men coming into my, do you see any men coming into my life?
I'm going to actually ask Ann to jump in, if she's
got
something.
Did she say 2 days and 2 weeks with the F name, too?
Okay. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
Sue. Hi, ladies. I've been listening to you. I'm going to answer the first question first, and then we can have a look at romance. if that's okay for you. I have a sense that you are going to get one of these. And in my sense, I don't know if I'm correct or not, I can't promise, but I have a strong feeling that the first one, the R one, that's not going to happen. But the S one is going to happen. So I have both.
Well, there's only one There's only one thing. The R one has a school that begins with a Frank, and I never apply to a school district that begins with an F. There aren't even any around. So
yes.
There is.
Yes.
I just looked up the R school district that I just applied to yesterday. It has a school that begins with an F.
Yes.
I just looked it up.
Yes.
Okay, you did. Fantastic. So I have a sense of the second option. So you, in the beginning, if we just, I didn't see an F, but Sue did. So that's most likely that's going to be something very significant. I heard from you a question about R, two interviews, right? Three.
Let me start off. Okay. I had an interview on Tuesday, and the school district begins with an S. Then I had an interview with a school district that yesterday that began with an R. I worked for them about a year and a half ago. And then I just reapplied yesterday. Then I just looked online, and I saw that they have an elementary school, the district that begins with an R. It has a Frank J. C. something elementary school.
Okay. Wonderful. That's probably where you're going to get.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
Do you want us to have a look at romance? See if there's anything
please.
Coming in.
Yeah.
So let's see what.
Can I say the name of the school
you?
Or no?
Do you have someone special in mind, right? If you want to say his name, that's okay.
No. The school. I have the name of the school. Did you want me to say the name of the school?
If you want to state that, but that's to Sue, okay?
Yeah, to Sue. The name of the school that I got, Sue, is Frank J. Carosetti.
Right. Isn't that fun? I told you it was Frank. It's Frank.
Yeah,
it's,
that was so weird. It's an elementary
Frank.
School.
Yep. Frank. Yep. When it comes to me like that, it just comes, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up. But that's where the school district had an interview yesterday. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, love life,
I don't have anybody in mind. I'm not dating anyone. I'm not even getting dates, nothing. I'm just seeing if God's going to bring somebody into my life.
Yeah, right. It's not that's not going to occur. It's not right now. It's for some reason, it's just not at the moment. You know, it's just not at the moment. I don't see it. And that's because there's stronger aspects here that are pulling you as far as work. Like work has got to come.
Well, I'm always working. You know what I mean? I always have a job. I can get a boyfriend too. You know, it's like.
No. I know.
I have a job now. I can go back to the job if I want it. It's not like I'm unemployed ever.
No, I'm not saying that. It's about compartmentalizing, I guess. So this goes in its box, right? And it's not a square peg and a round hole type of thing. So that goes in that box. Once that one's moved on, then the next one comes into phase. So it feels like phases.
Oh, good. So then in a couple of weeks after the job, then a week later,
right.
I'll meet a man.
Yeah, right. That's how it feels. It feels like it's coming into its own, but in its own phase, time, however you want to.
Great.
You know what I mean?
I don't go online anymore. I have no luck with that. Do you see someone just popping into my life?
I'm not seeing anything as far as just jumping in right now. It's just, it's not that clear because I'm kind of like, say, okay, well, we'll allow you to see this much about this conversation. When we start moving into the next phase, once you get to that phase, then you can ask the question, I guess. That's kind of how I'm hearing it. I don't know why. That's how I'm hearing it.
All right. Address.
Okay.
Love life's always the toughest, but I deserve a great man.
I I know.
All my friends get to date nice people. I mean, I have a pretty good person. I should meet somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, just keep us abreast on what's going on. You know, it sounds like things are going to evolve in a couple weeks anyway. So just call back and fill us in, you know.
Yeah,
I'd be curious.
Do you see me? I'm living in a place that I want to move down the road in November, but they tell me in September if there's any openings. Do you see an opening? It's just down the road, like a half a mile.
Again, that would be like phase three, you know. So you got phase one, phase two, phase
three.
Oh, geez. I don't know why things have to go in a box for you. Like, something has to be in a box, and that first box has to be handled. And the second box has to be handled. Then the third box. It's like...
You mean the third box, I had to find the guy and then moving?
Yeah, I don't know. It's how it's set up for you somehow. It might be an astrological thing. I don't know, you know. It's just not that cut and dry. I wish it was.
And how's my son doing? How is he doing?
Wonderful. Stop worrying, Mom. He's good.
Well, I don't know. He's under a lot of stress.
He's good, though. In the end, he's good. Okay? Let him be and do what he's got to do. I got to go, though, because I got to grab another phone call, and I want that
all
caller
right,
to know.
Bye now.
Bye. Take
okay,
care,
bye.
Suzanne.
Bye. All right, they're gonna call me. The school's going to call me at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Sissy, ready for our next call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Oh, another Long Islander. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on? What can we do for you?
I wanted to know... I wanted you to take a look at whether or not I should leave my job now and take a job offer, exact, or if I should wait if you see something better coming, and if I should leave yet. But, you know, it's so funny you were just mentioning the name Frank. And there's someone that I care about that I was involved with from my past named Frank, and I was hoping to hear from him again and that things would work out. Like, I was hoping we would get back together and everything, and I haven't heard back. I haven't heard from him since June. And I wasn't going to ask you about him, but you kept mentioning him, like you keep hearing that name. So I don't know if you're picking up on my prank, but I don't, you know, if you could tell me anything about him or, like, I'd be open to hearing it.
Well, all right, so I'm just going to answer that one first, okay, with the Frank. Is this Frank in some type of uniform?
No, not that I know of. He worked as a biller. We were working at the same job together in 2018, 2019. That's how we met. And he was working as a biller in the medical office there. He didn't have to wear uniforms. He would wear like khakis most of the time to work, but I don't know if he's left that job and gone on to a new job with a uniform. I don't think so. I mean, there's an army guy.
So no military, no police, no fire, no ambulance, no. When I say uniform,
no.
Nothing to the degree, right?
Not as far as I know with him. No, I mean in my past there was a Nick who used to be in the military.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up. Then it ain't Frank, it's Nick. I'm picking up military uniform. I'm picking up Navy. Marines? Navy? Corpsman?
I think
we have a corpsman here. Is this a former corpsman?
He used to be in the Army. Like, he was a soldier. Like, I think...
Was he a medic?
No.
Was there an injury?
Not him. Friends of his, but not him.
Okay. Because I got medical... I got, okay, the reason why I said Marines, an Army would be the same. Okay, so that would be on land, not on sea. And there's no medical injury, huh? Nothing?
No,
that you
not
know
that
of
I know of. Not that I know of. He was a little, like, mentally, he was a little off, but not anything physical.
You know, sometimes you can have that still, and that's just as bad if not worse than a physical. Okay.
Yep.
So, and that's probably what I'm picking up on. The Frank I see in the past, but the Nick I don't. I actually see present. If we want to get technical.
I think he missed Anna. I think he got married.
Yeah, because that stops everyone from getting divorced and remarried, right? You know, I'm just being real.
I mean, I wish, but I haven't heard from him since 2015.
Never know. You know, this is how these things come in. I can't help how they come. They just come. It doesn't always answer your first question, but because that was actually your second statement, you know, was about Frank, right? So, okay, give me the first question again, love, because we went on to Frank and where that went.
I do want to hear about him, but my first question was if you think I should leave my current job now, and if not, if you think I should wait because you see something better coming, or when you see me leaving. Because I want to leave and move to Florida, hopefully, or just be able to move out, and all these things have been hard for me to come by.
Right.
And where I am, I'm just not happy.
Sissy, is there something you could add to this or add to even the first part?
Hi, ladies. I actually have been waiting here because I got something for the question about Frank, so I don't have anything about this one. Right. So usually we only take it's mini readings, right? So we take one question. So it's a little bit difficult when you kind of slide away from something, because I have the answer for the first one. So if you want to answer that one, that's okay. Okay?
Okay.
Sissy?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you have the answers for the second
that.
Question?
Oh,
because I don't have that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, the second question, which is work-related and Florida, right? Yeah, I can definitely see Florida. It's not in the reach at the moment. You know, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. It's like, takes a while. It feels like this takes a while, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually more interested in what Anna has to say with Frank. That has me curious, too.
Yeah, okay. So am I.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies, again here, Anne here. So this is what I got, because I just put up with both your questions, but actually Frank came along more obvious in my reading. And it looks like you had a really nice connection, a wonderful connection back then. And it's my sense is that you're going to connect again. And the reason why I say that is because it feels like it's connected to a little bit like the stars and the universe, because I see a lot of stars. It's like wishing upon a star. And for me, it feels like he had been thinking about you. Sometimes we do make an impression on someone much more than we actually realize. And this feels to be the case between the two of you. I'm not being shown right now his state, if he's single or anything, but it feels like he had been in some time of challenge, so I feel maybe it haven't been the exact right time for him. There have been so many other things. But it feels to be happening, actually, within this year. Actually, I hear within the next few weeks, but I want to be more generous and say within this year, because you haven't heard from each other. So that's how it feels for me. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It kind of hurts my feelings that he's been gone so long and been able to just stay away and not communicate with me. Like, I didn't know if he moved on, you know.
My sense is why he didn't communicate with you, because he tried to take a step back and he tried to release this from his life, so to speak. And sometimes, no matter how hard we try, the connection is still there. And I feel that the first thing that I'm being shown is that you reconnect and kind of take it from there. because it feels like this is very deeply emotional for both of you. That's how I feel. And no matter what you do sometimes, you just can't take a step back and walk away. It's like he just walked away somehow. I don't know why he did that. Maybe it was something that occurred or anything. I'm not sure on that part, but it feels like it's very, very emotional. And it's going to be healing when you reconnect again. And I feel that love is still going on, even if it's so long ago, because love just doesn't go away like that. It can be hidden beneath other things, of course, and we can close the door of choice, but it's not going to go away in that sense. We can pretend for ourselves. At the same time, I feel that you do have a lot to talk about, and it's a very good chance that you can kind of come back together, but that's for the future, more time ahead, so to speak. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, and I really pray for that because I really care about him, and it feels like a stranger. It feels like a stranger kind of thing where he just could just let me go like that. So I really do pray that happens because it really hurt my feelings. It is emotional for me. I felt more than him. So that I really do hope that happens. Yeah.
Yes. So let's see what Sue has to say about Frank. Do you agree, Sue?
You know, it's funny because I'm so stuck on Nick. You know, and
that's okay.
You know, it's kind of like these were two defined people.
Yeah, they were.
Were they?
In my life. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. I was head over heels over Frank, but I was head over heels over Nick in a whole different intense way. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because here's the weird thing, too, is the number two has come in again. Like the last
caller,
what that
is.
Right? It was like 2 weeks to...
He was in 11-11.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I would say, with what Anne had to say, she's got a really strong sense of Frank as far as that's concerned, I guess, there's something about Nick I have this strong sense of, but, I could be wrong too. So anyways, best of luck.
Well, do you see me? Should I leave my job now? I have job offers and I've been going on interviews. Do you think I should leave my job now? Or do you think I should wait because you see something better coming?
I'd hold off on anything as far as income related. Just make sure you're in a stable, good position right now until whatever needs to occurs and it gets to where you need to go as my final statement on that. Just don't do anything rash. How's that?
Uh-huh. I understand.
Okay. I've got to wrap it up, love, because I've got other callers. So let me just move on to another caller.
Okay.
Keep us updated. Okay. Just always keep us informed
yeah.
on how it's going.
Okay.
Curiosity. I'd like to know, how everything has played out. So good luck with everything, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll keep
listening.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you ready for our next
yes.
call?
Yes.
Okay.
Shoot.
All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Luca. I'm in California.
Hi, Luca. Oh, I love your name. That is a beautiful name.
Hi, Luca.
Welcome.
What type of questions are you guys taking today?
Whatever you got.
Well, I am being subjected to wildfires, and
here we go.
Last night one got pretty close. We didn't have to evacuate, but it messed with me pretty good. But on top of that, my landlord, I had found a place that I wanted to just kind of tuck in for a little while to kind of be, you know. And she, her partner died, so she's going to sell. And I'm like, oh, shit, now I've got to find somewhere to live and avoid wildfires and COVID. And I was just wondering what you saw coming of that.
Hmm. Well, could take this in a really weird direction if you're ready for that.
Go for it. I mean, at this point, I mean, I got time, but, like, I'm open and receptive to somewhere where I can go, where I can tuck in and just kind of be for a while.
All right, just on the fires alone first, let me go there, okay? And that's what I mean by this weird, really weird direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find that these fires are kind of questionable? It's not a natural fire. Fires
well,
don't
it doesn't take much. Like
way.
A car accident started the last one last night.
Yeah.
Like somebody had a car wreck, and I mean, it was on and popping right there.
Right.
275 acres gone.
Yeah. The reason I say that, quite honestly, is this does not feel natural. This feels manipulated. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it isn't just you. It's a whole area of people.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep my mouth, I'm gonna keep it around that. That's it. There's a lot more I can say, but I won't. But okay. So your question, I'm sorry I veered off a little bit, but something really caught my attention with the fire. So.
Right. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Whether it's a lightning strike or intentional, I mean, the result's going to be the same.
Yeah. Okay. So you need another place, right?
And maybe a time frame. Like, I mean, it's weird. I had signed a 2-year lease. I mean, I've got a whole lot of time, but of course, when the property sells, the new people don't have to honor.
Right. Does a person who leased it to you with the 2-year, aren't they still obligated for that 2-year or part of that or no?
Well, she says, I'll reimburse her. I mean, she's an old lady. She says she'll do whatever, but I'm like, I'm not counting on any of it. Like, I'm starting to stack my little squirrel, my little nuts away and just not counting on anybody. I mean, but you would think that the new people would just have to either pay me out of the lease with the way gentrification is and the way their housing is now, it's Wild Wild West. You know, you don't, if you're not a homeowner, you're screwed. You're at the mercy of other people.
Yeah, right. I think she will come through as far as financial to help. So I think that gives you that ability on choice here.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, good. I'm going to take what I can get, but I'm not going to bank on her. Although she's rich and she could totally, totally take care of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think you'll be fine, but I'm going to actually ask Anne to jump in and see if she's got something a little more finite than me.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi. Hola. How are you?
Hi.
Fine, I hope. So I'm sorry to hear that you have difficulties with wildfires and actually because I'm in Greece and we had some here too. I'm in a safe place on an island, but on the mainland they had a really hard time. And of course it's not natural fires. It's going to be difficult for many people. When it comes to you, it feels like right now everything feels like you are in the middle of a little bit of chaos, right? So you don't really know where to lean on.
Right.
But I feel you're going to have clarity very soon. It's coming. And you are very strongly guided. So I know it's easy for me to say, but it feels like you are really going to find. I can't see any kind of challenge. I don't feel either that you're going to remain where you are, maybe because your choice will be something else for the beneficial thing for you. Like life is going to be more easy for you.
Right,
but it
and
feels
I'll go
really,
wherever
really
that
good.
Happens.
Yeah, I see you turning yourself outwards looking for something else, and it's going to come to a major change. You feel a little bit upside down for a very short while, and then possibility starts to opening up for you. So in a timeline, it feels like it's more a matter of maybe a few weeks of time. So I feel this is going to be settled. It feels also like you will seek and you will find interesting places and places where who has potential for you, where you can move. But also it's going to come at least one option coming to you from someone. And you're really ready to do this because in an energetic sense, it feels like even though you probably would have been, if things could go on as they had, you could have stayed there. The old lady wouldn't sell her house, right?
Right.
But this, for you personally, this feels to be the best thing, actually, because it's like you're going to change environment, you're going to change a lot of things in your life, and you are also in a time of transformation. But don't be afraid. I have the best senses here for you, and you're really ready for this. Try not to get stuck in the circumstances, because sometimes the circumstances are really horrible and they can bring us to feel frustration and despair and a lot of things, right? So
right.
Know that you're going to keep your head cool and you're going to find a place. I can't see any area, but I do feel you're going to find. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. I am in transformation and I know something big's happening. I just don't know what, so...
It's going to reveal itself to you, so you're going to have clarity. And I actually see a bunch of angels surrounding you. How wonderful. It doesn't happen all the time, but you are really surrounded.
Oh, my God.
And they do guide you.
You're the second person that told me that today. Oh, my gosh. That really comforts me.
Oh, wow.
Today, actually, someone else told me that really early because I was having a panic attack. And they're like, you're surrounded by angels. And I'm like, okay.
Aww.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's heartwarming. That's great.
Yes.
I'll take it. I appreciate both of you guys.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to call back anytime.
And thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good luck, Luca.
Good luck. Good luck.
Take care, love.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, Sissy. Well, I got time for one more caller. You have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Miranda. I'm calling from New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a first-time caller, so I'm just like, wondering whatever you see for me, if that's possible the next 2-3 months or just generally, just feel like, you know, I need to, just get out of this feeling like the things I want are stalled, you know. And
yeah, they do. They feel very, very slow in going. Here, are you wanting to get out of Jersey?
Oh no, actually, not right away. Eventually, I know I'm not going to be here forever. But currently, I'm fine where I am. It's not the time to move. Just other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you be more specific? Like really finite in this question. Like, hone into something that you really want an answer to.
That's okay. You know what? We'll move on to, so currently I am experiencing some tension with one of my daughters, and I'm just wondering what you see around that.
Okay.
Let's focus on that.
Yeah, I got very sad, heaviness. That's why I asked you, it didn't feel like the question you asked was the question you wanted the answer to, you know.
No, actually, that's equally valid, but currently
right?
that the second question is on my mind because obviously I don't want, I feel like it'll smooth over eventually, but I'm just wondering when you see it smoothing over. It will. Yeah,
no, I don't see a when because the dynamics in it, you know, you're opposing, like opposing views. So whenever there's something opposing, you know, it's like a positive and a negative, they can't always join in together. Like two ships in the night, like they miss each other. So it's just something that's got to work its way through, like a meeting of the minds, right? That's kind of how I feel with this. Like you're right. You're exactly right. It will all come about as it should. It's just it's just everyone has to go to their mutual corner. How's that? Take a breath, come back, and then poof, it's done.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel like that is. That makes sense. But I am going to ask Anne to chime in a little more because she may have something just a little more definitive than I do.
Sure, thanks.
Sissy?
Yes. Hi, ladies. Hi, Miranda. And
hi.
I'm getting that this is, of course, it's logical, too. It's very, very emotional. And it's not an easy situation. So it's kind of draining both of you. At the same time, I do feel that this is something that's temporarily it's going to pass. And right now, it feels like there's some sort of competition going on. It's not something conscious, but it's more like I think it's coming from your daughter, not going to come your way, just not a resistance of some sort. But you have raised her, and you have done a great job doing that. So what I hear is that you have planted the seeds so that this can come about, you can reunite again and come into a place where you feel peace with each other. It's going to happen. I'm not shown a specific timeline either, but it feels more like it's going to happen sometime here. In a few weeks of time, maybe I can say if it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, but it feels maybe more somewhere in the middle. So it's going to come to a good place. Just try to shield yourself right now and be strong. And actually, because I just tuned into the first question first, I just have to say something. I know you said that you don't plan on moving. But what I hear from the angels, actually, you're going to laugh right now. It's an energy of renewal around you. And it's you are on the right path, but there will be some changes coming. I can't say if it's going to be a move or if it's more a metaphorical thing that you change direction in life a little bit. But it feels definitely like there's something new coming, and you change something in your life a little bit. It may be move, it may be something else, or it may be. But it's going to be different. It's very positive, and you're going to feel great afterwards.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes sense to you.
I don't know. Right now, I don't know, but that's good news. I would love to feel great. Who wouldn't? I mean, it's just been, like I said, it's just been, I don't know, nothing seems to change. It's like the same every day. And, you know, things I was hoping for just have not come to pass. It's just seems like everything's just taking its sweet time to come my way, which is frustrating.
I know, but it's going to change. It's going to. It's coming. Sissy, do you have anything?
Yeah, just a little bit to add, because I have one word that's the same, but two different things. So let me see if I can clarify that. So Anne said something about the first question, right, and that she said, surprisingly, she saw it moving, right? So I kind of see that too, and I'm like, okay, well, what are we moving into? And as I'm asking, Anne is saying, maybe not a physical move, it might be like an emotional or etheric move, not. And so I have two things. I have warmer state or moving into an emotional state. both of these are like state. Okay, so state of being, state of mind, being at peace, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I think that's what this is about, is peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out, you know, I get these little puzzles and I'm like, okay, what does that mean actually? Is there a peace of mind issue here? Just everything.
Yeah, everything. I would say so. Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, and that's on
I mean,
its way.
I mean, that's done, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And boredom. Oh, my God. The humdrum of boredom, right? There's some boredom issues. Need to change it up a little. Something needs to give here, right? Like, you got to have something change. While you can have peace of mind, that's great, fun. Okay, you got to have something change. Just one little shift to change the whole dynamic, right?
Right, right.
I think that's coming for you. Okay, my final statement on this would be shift always seems to be slow and coming for you. But it does occur. And when it does, all of a sudden it's boom, ba-boom, 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 you know?
That's
it's
true.
It's never like this gradual thing. It's always this, it comes in and it comes in like a rocket, you know? That's coming again. And that's a good thing. It's coming on the good side of things. Okay, so whatever your hopes, dreams, wishes are, I think they're going to come to fruition, my sense of it. It's just takes time to get there, you know?
Yeah.
That's
years.
The crappy part, the waiting part.
Years.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been tested in the patience area for sure.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely see it. But all good things, you know, all good and bad things come to an end and then it recycles again, so...
It's
recycling. You're getting there. It's almost there. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks
You're
so much.
You're more than welcome. You're welcome.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Rhonda. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy. I looked up at the time.
I know. But we have 9 minutes. Great. Okay.
Wow.
We had some great calls today, right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So on today's show, we have been talking about astrology, what astrological changes are occurring and why. And if you missed the first part of the show, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past. When we are finishing up this show, so you can listen to the full version if you want to. And by tomorrow, we will have it up on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. Next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 19th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. Discussing numerology, how numbers are a language. That's intriguing. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. And you can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And you can find upcoming episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we do offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And once again, if we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we wrap it up?
Well, yeah, I actually pulled a couple cards. But as far as our listeners.
Oh, great.
Yeah. As far as our listeners, thank you, everyone. We really do appreciate you honoring us with your questions. We feel very blessed when you guys call in. So thank you. And always update us, you know, because we're always kind of curious how things have evolved. So like Anne said, we're here every Thursday, We're here always doing a topic, you know, first, and then the bottom of the hour is usually when Ann is done with her messages, we'll take calls. So thank you. We really honor you, and we're honored that you trust your questions to us. Okay. With that being said, I pulled a couple cards, and I thought it was interesting. Gateway was the one I had pulled, and that is with Denise Lynn. That one I found interesting because there were two aspects to this. You know, we're in astrology, right? And we're talking about the universe. So it's a little interesting to me that I chose a deck called Gateway, because now a gateway is a door, right? Going into the unknown, and so is the universe going into the unknown.
Yes.
So what I received was two messages. One is the gateway was savoring pleasure, which just take that time to be in your bliss, as you say, Sissy, and enjoy it, you know, enjoy that bliss. And then the next one was hearing messages from spirit. And that, of course, is about us being guided to always to where it is the soul is at its best, where it needs to be. So listen, you know, listen to the guidance that comes in, whether it be from the universe, whether it be from spirit. Listen, you know, listen to that. It won't steer you wrong. And then the final one was I had pulled a couple from past lives. Again, we kind of get into the bliss here. It says, lessons and blessings. Just a reassurance to say yes, you know, enjoy those blissful moments. They happen more often than you're acknowledging. And the other one was Atlantis, which I found interesting as well, because both cards are pairing up with each other to a certain aspect. Atlantis is a mysterious place, right? We know it existed, we just can't prove it. Kind of like out in the universe, we know things exist, we can't always prove it. Same thing, you know? So, but there's a lot of mystical and mysticism around it. So, but each in their own perspective, unique way, come together, I would say. One is about bliss, and the other is about those things that are the unknown. They exist, even if we can't see them. So that's my summation on the two different card pulls. Sissy?
Okay. Yes. I actually pulled two cards from the Enchanted Map from Colette Baron Reed, and Dry Desert and Ghost Lands sounds negative, but you know, nothing is ever what it appears to be. You know, sometimes the dry desert may appear like there's not many things going on. It's like it's
right.
Sand, right? Dry earth, nothing is really going on. There's no life, there's no nothing, but it is actually. So when we feel that life maybe feels a little bit like a dry desert,
yep,
that's when we go and turn focus within, because the other card was ghost land, right? So that means that listening to our soul, sensing and experiences things that are unseen for us with our physical eyes and our physical senses, but are there with our psychic senses. Because no matter if we feel that we have gifts or not, we are all connected. So we all pick up things from what's going on around us. And even if it may not be 100% clear, go within, listen. It's the time for it. Go within.
Okay. With that being said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes. I just need to say we're back next Thursday talking about numerology, and it's going to be August 19th, 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. Thank you. And love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.